I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had, there are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative networks, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
You falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said you were involved.
He said he worked for you.
He said he worked for you.
You are very racist.
He said he
you're going to be dealt with.
He said he worked for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, January 11th, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. And so we will talk about that a little bit more today. The subject of the subject du jour of the year going forward is war. And Andrew Breitbart certainly knew a thing about that. It's not so much kinetic as it is information, psychological, mimetic, all of that, you know, the non-kinetic variety, the stuff, you know, operations other than war kind of stuff. And demoralizing the enemy and those fun kinds of things. So, first of all, it is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. Actually, that's the strategy, you know. Genesis 11, out of many, one. And now nothing they purpose to accomplish will be impossible for them. So that's kind of what's going on. Anyway, speaking of not being, you know, how does he put it? Breitbart in that intro, the hating Breitbart intro. Sick of having to be ashamed of who I am. Apparently, Johns Hopkins, is this a real thing? Did this really happen? Johns Hopkins sent out a hit list of people automatically guilty of privilege, whether they know it or not. And the poster child of privilege is the one who's in charge of this going out. Emailed directly to employees from the DEI office at Johns Hopkins, which is interesting. And so, if this is to be believed, I just think this kind of stuff is, you know, psychological warfare at its finest. So, Chief Diversity Officer's Corner, Happy New Year. Welcome to the January 2024 issue of the monthly Diversity Digest. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Diversity Word of the Month, privilege. Where is Eddie Murphy when you need him? Can you say privilege, boys and girls? Privilege is a set of unearned benefits given to the people who are in a specific social group. That's interesting. Are we talking about the administrative fourth branch of government or something else? Privilege operates on personal, interpersonal, cultural, and institutional levels. And it provides advantages and favors to members of dominant groups at the expense of members of other groups. That's actually the opposite of reality, what we're talking about here. The projection is, you know, it's the opposite. And we've talked about this. I've talked about this many times on this broadcast over the years. The concept of balkanization, you know, divide et impera, it's called balkanization for a reason, which I think everyone should be familiar with. And some things were, you might say, perfected. In a sense, so they called it balkanization because it worked really well over there. But one of the things you do is called beggar thy neighbor. And that's what this is, where you seek benefits at the expense of the larger group. But actually what this is the projection of that. As if, you know, if you can imagine, if I can say this in simple terms, beggar thy neighbor is where you seek benefits for some smaller minority group. That's minority in the sense of sheer numbers, not some entitlement moniker, some victim psychopathy moniker. The numerical minority, someone seeks benefits for those folks. Usually it's not them, someone else, at the expense of the larger majority, the numerical majority of the group. What's that going to do? It's going to upset the people you're stealing from, essentially, and it's going to embolden those that are given these things. And that's not good. That obviously is going to accomplish balkanization. And I talked about the Clover-Piven strategy in action. What does it look like yesterday? And it looks like the Universe 25 experiment, John B. Calhoun and his Universe 25 experiment, where societal collapse and behavioral sink, you know, I guess behavioral sink and societal collapse are in view. These are the kinds of things that happen. This is the meta happening behind the scenes while we're seeing all of this other stuff and being nudged in that direction. So what is happening with this privilege stuff is someone, you have two groups, classic textbook Marxism, two groups being pitted against one another, and some voice is saying that the folks from whom things are being stolen and privileges actually being asserted by proxy for the other group, the narrative is flipped. What's that going to do? Further embolden certain people, further upset other people. It's pretty simple. And it's pretty obvious, you know, what's going on here. If you just read through this, privilege operates on personal, interpersonal, cultural, institutional levels, and it provides advantages and favors to members of dominant groups at the expense of members of other groups. In the United States, privilege is granted to people. Who grants it? Who decides? Who's in charge? Who decides? Privilege is granted allegedly to people who have membership in one or more of these social identity groups. Social identity groups. White people. This is something that actually apparently came from Johns Hopkins University. White people, able-bodied people. Shame on you, able-bodied people. Heterosexuals somehow have some special advantage in society. Cisgender people. This is insane, the language. Males, Christians. We're not men, we're males because we're animals, right? Christians. middle or owning class people, that's interesting. Middle-aged people, English-speaking people, that's most of America. So all these people, you know, if you speak English, apparently you're privileged and ought to be ashamed of yourself, according to the Johns Hopkins Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office, the DEI office. Privilege is characteristically invisible to people who have it. That's ironic. Again, this is all about projection here. People in dominant groups often believe they have earned the privileges they enjoy. They have earned the privileges they enjoy, or that everyone could have access to these privileges if only they work to earn them. In fact, privileges are unearned and are granted to people in the dominant groups, whether they want those privileges or not, regardless of their stated intent. So this is kind of a spin on John Calvin's theology. Yeah, it's kind of like a reboot of John Calvin's theology. The justifiable sinner and those who, you know, the opposite, who no matter what they do, they are irredeemable. So then those who would crusade against this stuff, obviously, and target white people, able-bodied people, heterosexuals, cisgender males, Christians, middle or owning class people, weird, middle-aged people, English-speaking people, those, of course, are the crusaders, and they're justified sinners in Calvin's economy, you might say. So, interesting stuff. And this reminds me of the socialism discussion. Very much. I just want to say this real fast. Not that. Maybe this. Socialism is an interesting animal. Is there a distinction to be made between socialism / communism and Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 4? Raphael Warnock, for example, has preached the early church was a socialist church. But is that true? The answer is no. And it's actually a fascinating thing to explore because of what it, the social dynamics it creates, if you think about it. Here's why Raphael Warnock is incorrect and the early church was not socialist. The distinction is meta or context. The distinction is in who's in charge, who decides. In the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit, it's the Pentecostal moment. It's the birth of the church. It's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And thousands are being saved each day. The Holy Spirit is in charge. That's who's in charge and who's deciding. Impressing on the hearts of believers, compelling them to action, as you can see in Acts 2 and 4, for example. And who's in charge is confirmed when Peter confronted, separately, he confronted Ananias and Sapphira, husband and wife, in Acts 5, 1 through 10, when he says, "You have not lied to men, but God. You've not lied to men, but to God," in Acts 5, 4. Conversely, with the great utopia of communism, socialism, whatever, as Hayek put it, the imposition of a coercive antichrist, I would say, spiritual power of the state is imposed. And who is the state but the prince of the power of the air, the god of this world? 1 John 5:19, Matthew 4:9, Ephesians 2, 1 and 2, etc. So it's interesting that this thing, socialism, it turns out, is not just some form of government or whatever. If you pay attention to the meta, then socialism slash communism is contrary to God's word. Look at Genesis 3:17, Ephesians 4:28, for example. And based on dishonesty and theft, what happens when you start lying to people and stealing from them? There was a certain character who did that, John 10:10. What happens when you start lying to people and stealing from them? That's what this system does. Socialism, communism, it preys on our selfish desires of jealousy and greed to take from others and have what others have or don't have, depending on, you know, whatever the case. I want what they have. I want what they don't have. And rationalize away the crime and consequences, thereby ostensibly absolving oneself of wrongdoing. Rinse and repeat. That's what socialism does. It doesn't encourage people to to behave in a way that the Bible advocates. And what is the verse? It's Ephesians, I think I mentioned it a minute ago. Ephesians 4:28. In the NASB, he who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor. And this is interesting. This is fascinating. Lest we wonder. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good. Not investing in the stock market, stocks and bonds, which in a bygone era meant something entirely different. Or maybe they still do. Performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. It's not the, you know, it's not the autocratic state that's supposed to provide those things. And so here's the hard reality. If we're honest with ourselves, and we should be, the sad reality is most things are still voluntary. That's hard. I mean, not voluntary compliance, you know, Sheldon Cohen talking to Aaron Russo kind of stuff. Most people do. Most people do. I do. But, you know, when you think about the COVID stuff and the vaccine response and the masks and things, the sad reality is most of that was voluntary. And there is a sort of priming that comes along with it. People don't know who they are, what they believe, and because of that, you know, because of the way that they have been engineered, I wouldn't even say raised or brought up, it's engineered in most cases, they don't know what they believe and end up believing whatever the loudest voice tells them, the most authoritative voice, you know, that preys on their confirmation bias. Larry sent me an interesting article from Event 201 to Spars 2025, Predictive Programming, The Future and You. Matthew Arrett posted it, but it's, I believe, by David Goslin. And he writes, you know, that Johns Hopkins recently published the SPARS pandemic. That's not true. I think it was 2018. And you can even see that on centerforhealthsecurity.org, Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security website. Even though they keep trying to obfuscate that, they keep changing their publication search engine and the location of their publications. You know, the final URL. And it's funny, you know, with the system they're running, they should be able to do, they should be able to alias to the new address very easily, but that doesn't happen for some reason. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back. Let me try to explain what I'm talking about if you're not familiar, or maybe even if you are, just so we have it for the record. If you search, if you go to Center for Health Security .org, which is Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, Center for Health Security, this is ground zero for all of the various, you know, scenario planning, aka wargaming that goes on over there. We know that all those years ago, 30 or so now, just about, the Gates Foundation partnered with Hopkins. Remember that? We played that on this broadcast. And so it's no surprise that Johns Hopkins, World Economic Forum, and the Gates Foundation are the trifecta sponsoring things like Event 201. Anyway, Center for Health Security is where lots of this, you can find lots of this fun stuff, at least for a while. So if you search for, if you go to centerforhealthsecurity.org/our-work/publications, you can search for SPARS. It used to be located on the Center for Health Security website. I wish I would have grabbed the node address in the page code. I did not. Probably a mistake. Anyway, now, a search today, more recently, a search for SPARS will produce two results. The first is a listing and a link, SPARS Pandemic 2025 to 2028, a futuristic scenario to facilitate medical countermeasure communication. By the way, the COVID shenanigans happened very much in accordance with this scenario planning. And I always like to point out to people that the reaction and all of the vaccine injury and all of the fallout from that, the blowback, that's all in the SPARS Pandemic 2025 to 2028 deal. So this is the first one that you see. It's a link not to Center for Health Security, but University of Central Florida. And that link, of course, is a 404 error. Oops, sorry. We can't find the page you're looking for. Sucks to be you. That's too bad. So that's interesting. Why is that? Why University of Central Florida? That seems odd. I don't see anything. That's a good match if I search for SPARS. So, no, I don't want to search STARS. I want to, well, that's their system. Never mind. Anyway, it's not there. And then there's the other search result, SPARS Pandemic Futuristic Scenario, March 2, 2018, publication type report, little blurb on it. And you can view the report at centerforhealthsecurity.org/sites/default/files, which is a Drupal URL convention, /2022-12/SPARS Pandemic Scenario, SPARS Pandemic Scenario, all hyphenated .pdf. So it is there, but this date on this is March 2, 2018. And there it is. But why is there not a node reference to the Center for Health Security when clearly, you know, why isn't there a page? In other words, there used to be a page. The page is gone. Now there's a listing, but there's no link to a page. I wonder if I could dig around in the page code and find a node address. Anyway, it'd be super easy, you know, to make a page listing on this system. No page. Can't find the listing over at University of Central Florida either. It seems like someone's trying to make this go away if I didn't know better. So it was back in 2018, not recently. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
Flowers of flaming truth beyond your latest ad campaign.
Welcome back. All right, I just want to sort of finish explaining this real quick. I know it's probably oversimplified, but just again, so we have it, you know, on the record somewhere, it's out there. This publication was reissued, the SPARS Pandemic 2025 to 2028, a futuristic scenario to facilitate medical countermeasure communication. Reissued or republished. If you go to centerforhealthsecurity.org, Johns Hopkins, so, you know, their website section under publications, and you search for SPARS, you will see the republication March 5, 2020, which, of course, was just shy of a week before, you know, 2 weeks to slow the spread, which is now 1,401 days ago, I guess, 3 years, 10 months. So that's interesting. But that was a republishing. March 5, 2020, and the listing over at University of Central Florida that is a 404, page not found. The second listing is a node. If you dig around in the page code, you can see it's a node on the site. Why isn't that node published? Why isn't there a reference to it? Or you can read the page and download the PDF. You used to be able to do that. You can still, the PDF is listed, but it's also interesting. It's listed, the date is March 2nd, 2018. Then if you actually read the report, in fact, you just hover on the view the report link, related content, view the report. It says PDF next to the link. You hover over the link. The title of the link is 2017 SPARS Pandemic Scenario. And indeed, if you read the report, page one is that, you know, ugly black page with the whatever the thing is, you know. I know what they tell us it is, but I'm not convinced that's what it is entirely. Page two, project team, down at the bottom of that, Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, October 2017. Huh. October 2017, 2 years before Event 201. At least that's what the report says when you download it from Johns Hopkins. So, and again, with the system that they're running, Drupal 9, a Thunder installation, which you can see in the page code, which doesn't probably mean anything to anybody really, except for some nerds will think that's important. Generator, content, Drupal 9, Thunder. Super easy to publish that page. It used to be published. Why'd it go away? I'm sure it's just a glitch or an oversight or some other coincidental type of a thing. So anyway, that's all fun history, I think. Not really. So I just wanted to clarify that, where this article that I received says futurist scenario for public health officials. That's the one that was just published. I apologize. I should read closer. That would be a good idea. Anyway, it's helpful for clarification on this other stuff. Futuristic scenario for public health officials. I don't know. Not sure. Yeah. Just published. Here we find the latest. But this is a reference to. This is a reference to the SPARS deal. So, yeah. I think I'm on the right track. This was not recently published. It was the exercise was run back in October 2017, according to the document, and it was published, according to Hopkins, March 2nd of 2018, 5 months later. So, anyway, I think I'll read from this article a little bit, maybe. But the stuff that's interesting, Reality Primed, this is down, again, this article is titled From Event 201 to SPARS 2025, Predictive Programming, The Future, and You by David Goslin, but Matthew Eric posted it over at CanadianPatriot.org yesterday, I think. So down in the under the section titled Reality Primed, while often feeling like a script taken from some Orwellian novel or H.G. Wells fantasy, the responses and tools used to manage the official COVID-19 narrative are by no means fiction. As the 2011 Mindspace document produced by the Behavioral Insights team outlined, the same team that created the behavioral science frameworks used to shape public messaging and media narratives during the COVID-19 pandemic, the art of priming the population's imagination. And been talking about imagination a little bit lately, right? One of the things I want to get to is the theosophical interpretation of so-called children's literature. Children's literature, ostensibly. And why evil Satanists always want to write children's literature. It's not just what you think. It's meta more than what's on the surface or on the face of it. The art of priming the population's imagination has been at the heart of nudging our reality into a seemingly predetermined direction. For instance, the Mindspace report details various ways in which subtle behavioral nudges could be used to significantly alter the outcome of individual decision-making without ever eliciting the intervention of conscious reflective systems, quote-unquote. Instead, individuals are simply guided by a series of clever unconscious nudges and subliminal cues which leverage mental shortcuts and other automatic motivations. These are all quotes, you know, air quotes, basically. Unconscious nudges, air quotes. Subliminal cues, quote, which leverage mental shortcuts, quote, and other automatic motivations, quote, unquote. The authors include a convenient graph mapping out the essentials of mind space. Conceived as a mnemonic, you know, Johnny Mnemonic. It's interesting how many of those movies Keanu Reeves has been in. Johnny Mnemonic. My sister would laugh. Conceived as a mnemonic to make the implementation of behavior change strategies easy to remember for policymakers. So the breakdown of the Mindspace acronym. Mind space, the acronym stands for messenger. We're heavily influenced by who communicates information. Incentives, our responses to incentives are shaped by predictable mental shortcuts, such as strongly avoiding losses. Norms, we are strongly influenced by what others do. Defaults, we go with the flow of preset options. Well, some of us do anyway, right? Salience, our attention is drawn to what is novel and seems relevant to us. Priming, our acts are often influenced by subconscious cues. Effect, with an A, affect. Our emotional associations can powerfully shape our actions. Commitments, we seek to be consistent with our public promises and reciprocate acts. And, you know, Robert Cialdini would certainly agree with most of this, right? As would guys like Robert Greene et al. And finally, ego. We act in ways that make us feel better about ourselves. And, you know, I would say, as a parenthetical aside, this is all outside of the purview of Christian orthodoxy, shall we say. This is to weaponize a person against themselves and against one another who does not have the Bible and the Holy Ghost as their rudder. So You know, as you read on, one of these techniques is called priming. The Mindspace authors describe the importance of salience and priming when getting populations to make predetermined decisions without eliciting the need for conscious decision-making, i.e. reflective processes. And so you know, this reminds me of a conversation, this sort of ongoing conversation I've had with a friend recently, dear friend. And it's astounding, you know. Listening to a person regurgitate things that are being fed to them and they don't even know it. And I'm sending this stuff, you know, the obvious things, you know, Bernays and Bertrand Russell, for example. It will come to him as his own idea. The piano story in chapter 4 of Propaganda, published 100 years ago, 1928. It will come to him as his own idea, Bernays says, because of the forces that have now been scientifically refined, known as Mindspace, the acronym Mindspace. So I mentioned Bernays will come to him as his own idea. In other words, sure you think it's your idea. Sure you didn't give it a second thought. And you know what? It's, oh no, and you did research, right? And then Bertrand Russell from The Impact of Science on Society published a few decades later in 1952, The Impact of Science on Society. What would a scientific dictatorship look like, essentially? And so Russell wrote, although this science, the science of mass psychology, this kind of manipulation that we're talking about here, although this science will be diligently studied, it will be rigidly confined to the governing class. The populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. Is that not exactly where we are? And you can even show people. Go read the stuff that Hopkins has published on this stuff and listen to the voices, read the names of the folks that participated in, you know, this exercise, this scenario planning event and many others. And it's pretty straightforward, as we know, as we chronologued as we went through all this nonsense. You know, I know, it's crazy. But you tell people this stuff, you know, it will come to him as his own idea, and he will not be allowed to know how his convictions were generated. And it just doesn't register, flies right out. No, and then the response that I get is, no, you know, this for me has nothing to do with education or mainstream media. I haven't had cable or for years. I don't have Netflix or any of that stuff. Okay. Are you on YouTube? It's a rhetorical question because you keep sending me all these videos that are garbage. Then I say, there's a common thread in all of these videos, and here it is. Oh, no, that's crazy. Okay. You've known me for a long time. I'm far more of an expert. I mean, like, by orders of magnitude in this subject matter. You're not an expert by any means. Wouldn't necessarily call myself an expert, but I've been staring into that abyss for quite some time, decades. I mean, I could chapter and verse you from their own documents if you'd like, but you say I'm crazy for suggesting that this is a textbook response to textbook material that you're not even aware of. But somehow I'm crazy for suggesting that it's you're probably having similar experiences with people, and it's frustrating, I'm sure. I know it is for me. It's heartbreaking. to, you know, to talk to people who ought to know better. This person that I'm thinking of has been, to my knowledge, a Christian for many years, let's say two decades. Longer, but let's just say two decades. And with faith that is impervious to these kinds of assaults historically. And yet here we are, you know. I'm saying there's a reason why suddenly you have all these questions that have a distheistic and misotheistic flavor to them. Oh, no, that's crazy. That's not happening. Okay, first of all, do you even know what those words mean? Before you dismiss what I'm saying, do you know what the words mean? Before you tell me I'm crazy for saying it, do you even know what those words mean? And that's a rhetorical question. This is how crazy things are getting. And the sad reality, like I said, is that most of this stuff is voluntary because of the way that we're weaponized against ourselves. And then we lament someone else is doing something to us that we're doing. But that's how the devil works. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
come back.
So, to wrap up this segment, what is to be done, dear comrades? From this piece, from this article, from Event 201 to SPARS 2025, predictive programming the future and you over the Canadian Patriot. The Mindspace authors describe the importance of salience and priming. Salience, our attention is drawn to what is novel and seems relevant to us. Do you know that the Theosophists think that's a fascinating way to reshape people's beliefs too? That's why it's not just, you know, children's literature. It's just, it's not just for children anymore. Think about it. Who's into the Lord of the Rings stuff? And, you know, who are Trekkies? 10-year-old boys? 9-year-old young men? Or, you know, 40-something, you know. Anyway. So, children's literature, it's not just for children anymore. Never really was. Imagination is a big thing. Like I've said, go through the King James use of the word imagination in all its variations. You know, search I-M-A-G-I-N asterisk in your favorite Bible search engine. I think you find 36 results, and none of them are fantastic. We think imagination is great. God tells us in his word that man's imagination is patently evil. Why? Because we get talked into things. Speaking of, most things are still voluntary, even though we get nudged. When push comes to nudge, still voluntary. And that's how the devil works. Genesis 3, yea, hath God said. In the book of Job, oh, sure, Job only serves you because. And to Jesus himself in the wilderness, if you are the Son of God, like he doesn't know. The power of suggestion, that's what the nudge is. It's influence and persuasion, but in a way that is imperceptible. That's exactly how the devil works. How many times have I mentioned Charles Baudelaire? The finest trick of the devil is to persuade you he did not exist. And Baudelaire wasn't the only one who said it. A lot of those guys have laughed about it and said it, you know, then and later, before and later. Salience and priming. Our attention is drawn to what is novel and seems relevant to us. Our acts are often influenced by subconscious cues. I'll finish this thought and we'll move on in the second hour, coming up right after this short break. Stick around.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.